News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I have never heard so many young people complain of loneliness. So wrote child psychotherapist Coleman Nocter in his regular column in the Irish Examiner. I caught up with him a little earlier. I began by asking him what prompted him to write this piece.
I suppose from the point of view of a lot of the young people that I see would have been adolescents when they came to see me first, but maybe now are into third level. And I just notice a huge difference in how they describe the college atmosphere. And I work in a third level institute myself, and you can see that, you know, the campus life is not what it was before. I can remember, you know, obviously the rag weeks and the freshers weeks and all this kind of the hub of activity that was going around. And a lot of that cohort that I would speak to, both in the therapy room and in the classroom, would describe a kind of a loneliness and a disconnection. And I can see it myself that, you know, campus life just isn't what it was before. I used to say to teenagers all the time, wait till you get to college, you'll find your tribe, like-minded people. You're going to have so much fun. It's such a wonderful place to be. I can't say that with the same level of confidence now. And there's probably reasons for that. COVID pandemics, etc.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why is that? Because it's something I have noticed as a parent, and just, you know, anecdotally from, you know, watching, you know, kids of my friends and so on, I've noticed the college has definitely changed from decades ago when I was there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the pandemic lockdowns did change in terms of how people wanted to attend college and maybe wanting more online material, not wanting to take on a commute for 2 hours for one class in the day. The big thing, I think, is the housing crisis. What I notice is at 5 o'clock, campus is gone. You know, most people are not kind of meeting up or sitting out in the grass or, you know, having cans or going on nights out. They're taking on a 60 kilometer commute home. You know, the busiest part of the campus is the car park, you know, from the point of view of that. So there's the housing crisis. There's the COVID thing.
There must be more than the housing crisis, though, because there's also, like, if you're at a college in Dublin, like, the majority of students are living in Dublin. So, like, I'm not saying it isn't an issue, but there's more to it, that the Dublin kids aren't hanging around campus either.
Yeah, no, and I think the other element is, and again, I would say, you know, we blame a lot on kind of social media and connections and things like that. But from what I'm hearing of people who are in third level, they find it really hard to make connections with people. Say they go into, they're doing an arts degree and there's 250 students in an auditorium. Oftentimes they'll go from, you know, 7 hours in college and not speak to or connect with another person throughout that day. You know, there's the anonymity of, you know, and again, you know, we say about, you know, young people on their phones all the time. I would talk to people who'd say, look, I've everyone's Snapchat number, but we never meet up in real life. But I don't know whether the loneliness issue is specific to the third level group. I think there's adults in their 30s and 40s who are describing a kind of a loss of community, a loss of connection. And again, I wrote right in the column that I think it's a large part of it is down to the rise of individualism.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because for me, that was the piece that grabbed me the most. Just you talking about individualization, the impact it has had on us, how we are less likely to find our tribe in the more, and there are good things about individualization, but there are negatives to it as well.
There is, and you know, I could see it even in my own life. Like I reference in the column how when I was growing up, people would call to our house 2 or 3 nights a week, unannounced, and that would never happen now. You know, in terms of my children would see visitors, but they would have given us a week's notice before they come.
When somebody knocks on the door, you're kind of like, who the hell's that? It's weird. It's weird how it's changed. Our neighbors used to call to the back door, and you know, they'd never go to the front door. They'd just go around to the back door and drop in.
And there's a beauty in that. You know, that idea of being raised by the village. You know, I wrote previously about, you know, when I was 12 or 13 years of age, I had this amazing freedom. And we look back in our childhoods and say, this wasn't that great. But the reality was there was a whole 20 sets of eyes watching me when I was out back then. Yeah. Whereas now with that disconnection, there's a suspicion, and I think that's harder
more
to come
challenging.
By.
Mm. So look, I mean, like, as parents, I have to say it's something I'm really conscious of, and the people I admire most I find are the people who do stuff in my community, you know, if it's, be it, you know, in the people in the Fianna or in Bowes or whatever. To me, it's huge. And it's, I think it's really important for my kids to feel like they're part of their community. I mean, is that something we have to consciously kind of stress to our kids? And I suppose not just stress, but like live as an example of to our kids.
Yeah, and volunteerism
is great. And for children who see that, they see these grown-ups giving of their time to create a sense of community, albeit in GAA, soccer, or whatever it might be. But we have to sell the benefits of empathy and connection to other young people, that there's something in that. And so for me, I'd love to see us selling that as much as the Mayfeinism of individualism. The most effective ways we can improve mental health is, you know, joining a choir or volunteering, because it helps us to have purpose and meaning and connection in our lives. And I just think we need to make sure that our young people are seeing the value in that as well.
Okay, that was Coleman Nocter, child psychotherapist, talking to me.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.